What's up, people? This is Pirego, the show in which we talk about stuff that happened or came to our minds last week. And I'm your host, Pirego.
And I'm your host, Claudia.
So, Claudia, what do you want to talk about this episode?
Okay, today in our show, we going to discuss some topics about life, about stuff. Yeah, and let's start about this. Okay, Sasha.
Yes.
I'm not sure. What do you prefer, movies or series?
Movies.
Yeah, me too. I like movies. I like, I don't know, all the concept of just one big piece of content at one moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and do you like movies? Do you like this culture? Do you like it?
That's an interesting question. Okay. Yes, I like spend some time watching movies. Yeah, and kind of live this life that presented in the movie, because usually people who watch movies, they project themselves to the main characters. Yeah. And it just make you live this and feel emotions that the characters are feeling. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Run out of your real life.
Yeah.
To a movie.
Fucking boring life. Agree.
Yeah. Yes. And of course, all of us need a break of our boring routine. And I think, yeah, films really helps. Sometimes. Do you, can you call yourself like a fan of the, I don't know, cinemas?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think that I will be totally okay without movies.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And yeah, I think me too. And few years ago, I thought that I'm kind of understand cinema culture and I don't know, I know a lot of names of directors or reads a lot about history of filming and something like this.
Mm-hmm.
But then I found out that actually I'm not so much into this topic. I'm mm-hmm. just like to spend time with films, and actually I'm way more happy and way more feel good about going to cinema theater. I'm really like to spend time in the cinema theater. Mm-hmm. And it's really cooler than just for me the process of watching a film is it consists of the plot, the story, the team, that the actors and director and all of this stuff, but actually it's not so important. One day I understand it, because in fact, I didn't care what to watch. And I really like to go to the cinema and spend time there. Like, whole atmosphere, the dark hall, the big screen, the sometimes popcorn or something like this. And this is the reason why I want to watch a new movie. It's only because of the atmosphere. And mm-hmm. Right now I noticed that I'm really not my cinema time, it's not enough right now. I do not go to the cinema theaters like every week or 3 times a month, and I really miss it. Last week I watched a Barbie movie. It was cool. It's a good movie. But the whole process was so great. And all people on this, at this, who comes to watch this film was so cool. And all this stuff with people who really prepared to the cinema, they wear a pink, and it was so cool. I think every movie should, every time when I go to the movie should be like this. The all people should prepared to this film, and they should be ready to spend, I don't know, time in the cinema theater before the film, like make a photos with decoration, or I know, buy some food which like collaboration with this film and the coffee place in the cinema theater. And mm-hmm. The process of and the process will be really great. But I think the most of my friends, they are not feel the same. They like movies just because of the ideas of films, of something like this. And I don't know when our culture, our social life, you know, becomes like this, but people prefers to buy the big TV to their homes, like mm-hmm. okay, we need a big screen to, and we can spend more time at home, watch cool films on a big screen, and it's the best. I know it's the best way to watch movies for them. And I don't know, I'm kind of sad about this. I think the cinema theaters and the old culture of, I don't know, the when you go somewhere to mm-hmm. do something, it's not dying, but it's not so popular actually right now. And yeah, all technologies, all big screens at home, all I don't know, speakers, good speakers for good sound, it's all of this makes our life more not boring, but more calm. And when we prefer stay homes, for we can work from home, we can watch films from home, we can eat at home and one day there are no people on the streets and they just stay at home. And I think it starts from this movie stuff, and then it became worse and worse.
So people spend much more time at home just because they have big TVs and Netflix?
Yeah. And they do not understand how it works. They just, oh, I can buy this cool TV. But it means they one day they just stay at home forever.
Yes, maybe. Don't you think that it kind of connected with pandemic, when people spend like a huge amount of time at home, just not be able to go outside?
Yeah, yeah, of course, the pandemic, it's the it plays a big role of this process. Yeah. And all this process becomes faster and faster. But it starts before. The all services with delivery, the all I don't know, technology for homes, for it was already been yeah. And yeah, but I don't know, I think it's sad actually. And I think that everyone should go to the cinema theaters like every week and do every not week. Watch at least and do not watch movies at home.
And you said that for you the process going to a cinema theater is much more important than the it's movie itself.
More interesting. It's more interesting. Yeah, it's maybe more important. Okay.
And if you're saying that everyone should go to the cinema every week, so just to a random movie. Because
no,
it's not every week a good movie is released.
Yeah, but they, I think in general, people watched movies every week, but at home. Like random movie or something what they want to see. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. And I think the cinema theaters and the industry can work on it, actually. There are a lot of companies who buy old movies to show them on cinema theaters. Or you can book a small cinema hall for you and your company and your friends and watch anything you want. Like at home, but it will be something special. Mm-hmm. Because when you watch movie somewhere out, like on the cinema theater or on the yard cinema theater or something like summer cinema, it becomes more special. It's not just okay, we lay on a couch and watch something.
I agree, but I think that big TVs at home, yeah. And I think that, I don't know, I'm speculating, but I think people at home mostly watch series than movies right now.
Yeah.
Because of streaming platforms, yeah. And you can't see a series, yeah, at movie theaters.
Actually, you can. You know, right now series are super cool, and it has a high quality of production, of picture, of sound, and some series it's like the five movies, like eight. Episodes, it's like five movies, and you can go to the cinema theater like every week for one episode. Actually, I hate Netflix and this idea that they launch all episodes at one day, like all season one day. Let's go, and I can stop when I. when I have opportunity to, when I have all five episodes, I want to finish all five episodes right now. And thank you, not you, thanks God, for HBO or Disney Plus or Apple TV. They still launch only one episode on week, and of course I hate to wait. But it's just situation, and okay, I can't do anything with that. I can only wait just one episode.
But on Netflix, you can watch everything, like binge watching it, yeah? And then you are free to go and live your life.
And I don't know, maybe my brain is not strong enough or something like this, but when I watch all episodes on one day or even 2 days, okay, I need to sleep sometimes, actually I forgot all the plot, the names, the ideas. I forgot it I think after a week, and I saw this series, but it was about something about this, yeah, and it's stupid. Mm-hmm. It's just like I waste my time, just waste my time, and then it's deleted on my mind.
Okay, it seems like maybe you have some problems with the memory. I don't know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but everyone should go to the cinema and enjoy really the process, because yeah, it's really cooler than you still have the movie, you still have the plot and all this emotion about what the product, but plus atmosphere and it's become special. It's like order delivery to your home with, I don't know, food from a restaurant, or go to that restaurant. You have the same plus the atmosphere and beautiful plates and waiters and all this.
Maybe waiters are bad there.
But it's to you, it's cool. You feel something. The bad feelings, it's good too.
That's deep. I agree. More okay. Bad feelings.
Yeah, okay. And what about you? What do you think in general?
In general or about cinema?
If you want to say something about cinema, yeah, okay. If not, it's okay too.
About cinema, I agree. People should go to the movie theaters because it's a great process. Yeah, and in general, it's good for your mental health, I guess, when you go outside. If you're stuck at home, for example, like me, for some time, yeah, going to the cinema might be very useful.
Do you have a big TV at your home? Big screen TV?
No,
or
I have a TV, but I didn't buy it. It was already here and I don't watch it.
Okay. Even when you watch series at home or something like this, or movie?
Yeah, usually I watch it just from my laptop.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I think it's a great. It's really a good.
Yeah, and watching from my laptop, for example, it allows me to Google stuff very quickly if I need some words or mm-hmm. definitions mm-hmm. or general information, for example. Yeah.
Or, yeah, information about actors, like what's their age or how long this
how many kids they have.
Yeah, of course. It's sometimes it's really important, like, yeah, at the moment. Okay,
anyway, let me talk about some story that I came across. Yeah, and the interesting part that we don't decide together what topics we will discuss. Yeah, but yeah, it's really cool that yours is connected with mine, kind of, yeah, because it's about movies.
Ooh.
And actually about an actor and mm-hmm. something that he has done. So imagine a young actor in his 20s, yeah, he's like 26 like years old. What?
A random actor.
Yeah, just imagine, I'm building okay. a story here, you know?
Okay.
The first information that we have right now, it's a guy who is 26 years old, yeah, and he's broke. Like, he broke, he don't have money, not a lot of money, just don't have money. He earns $200 a week,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, not that much, right? And he has small one-room flat. And he has pregnant wife.
Where is he?
In the USA.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah. And he doesn't have, like... he also has a dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at some point, he decides that he can't afford feeding the dog. Yeah. And he decides to sell the dog. To sell his okay. dog. Yeah.
Is it a grown-up dog? It's not a puppy?
No, it's not a puppy.
Okay.
And it's an English Mastiff, mm. and it's a boy.
Okay.
And The weight of this dog, grown-up dog, is 73 to 100 kilograms. Can
it's
you imagine?
Actually a lot.
Yes, it's a huge dog. Maybe this is why he decides to sell it.
What is the kind of dog? English?
English. What? Mastiff.
Uh-huh. Okay, I need to... Ah, yeah, okay, yeah, it can be really huge. Yeah.
Yes. Well, anyway, he goes on the street, yeah, and he trying to sell his dog for some money, yeah. And in the end, mm-hmm. he sells his dog for $340.
Actually can't imagine, because why someone wants to buy?
I don't know. It's... Yeah, there is a lot of questions, but that's why this story catch my
exists.
Eye. Yeah? And 2 weeks later, an idea comes to his mind. Yeah, an idea about movie, about script for a movie. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He writes script in 3 days, and he goes to studios and he tries to sell it. Yeah.
Okay. And he always try to sell something.
Yes, that's right. And the first or some studio propose him to buy his script for $700,000.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy has one thing, is that he want to star in the movie, yeah, like a main character.
Yeah.
And nobody knows this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the studio refuses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the guy tries to sell other studios, and other studio propose him, offers him 1,400,000 dollars. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he refuses because they just want to buy the script. Yeah. Then he got offer for $2,000,000, but again, he doesn't allow to. He isn't allowed to star in the movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the end, some studio agreed, yeah, that they buy his script and he will be in this movie for $200,000.
Uh-huh.
Which is not that much, yeah. It's 10 times less than just for a script.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He agrees, yeah, he has $200 and he trying to find this guy. In the end, he found this guy and he tries to get back his dog, yeah.
Ah, guy who bought the dog. Okay, yeah. Which guy?
There is only two guys in the story.
No, I think that maybe he found the guy from studio or... Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because he loves his dog. He's really...
Uh-huh.
He do loves his dog. He does love his dog, to be correct. Yeah, and this guy, of course, refuses, yeah,
mm-hmm.
to sell this dog for the same amount of money that he bought it, yeah, $340. And he says that he will sell it for... $17,000.
Why?
Because it's a bad person, you know. He just want to hustle
some
money.
He knows that this guy already has money.
No, I guess no.
Okay,
maybe I don't know this information.
It's super strange, actually. All of this.
Yes, and in the end, this actor, yeah, he pays this money and also offers this guy who bought his dog a small role in the film, 3 seconds, yeah, a couple
mm-hmm,
of words.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Episodic, okay.
Yeah, and this guy is in the film, and also the dog is in the film. So
mm-hmm.
all creatures of this story in the end got to the film. And the film was so successful that the budget was $5.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
It was shot in 28 days. And 28 days.
Ah, 28 days. Ah, okay. Yeah, a month. Oh, okay, almost.
Yeah, it's super short.
Yeah.
It might be a February because it's 28 days, I don't know.
Yeah.
And February. In global box office, it earned $1.3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he, this film won 3 Oscars. Best Picture, mm-hmm. Best Directing, and Best Film Editing.
Mm-hmm.
What a story. Yeah? And this actually happened not in our days. Yeah? It happened 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know maybe what it might be? Like, who is this guy? What the movie is?
No, I'm thinking about it, of course, but no, nothing comes to, no ideas. But when you talk about his, I don't know, rules or the main thing that he really wants to be the main actor, and mm-hmm. it was the most important part of the deal, yeah. And yeah, I was thinking about, but which amount will be okay for him just to sell this? But yeah, it was logic that the different studios can wanted to give him more and more and more money, and this means that it should be the big movie. They believed that. It's really great idea, the mm-hmm. brilliant. And he was 100% sure that he should play a role because he earns more and more and more because of this. Yeah, this is cool. This is really cool. And it's this logic. It's kind of risky. It can be some risk that there are nothing with this film in future, mm-hmm. but yeah, but I think this guy is kind of clever and he, I don't know what was the film, and I tried to remember all films with big dogs, but I'm not sure, yeah, that the dog is the main character.
The yeah? film was released in 1976.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then after 20 years, I was born.
Yes. The guy is Sylvester Stallone, and the film mm-hmm. is Rocky.
Oh, yeah, really?
Holy moly, right?
Holy moly.
Yes, the story... This is crazy. I didn't believe it. Yeah, but mm-hmm. I watched him talking about this on YouTube, on some uh-huh. talk show. And I really glad that you, in the beginning of this story, yeah, you said, like, why did he sell his dog? Yeah, it's like his family member.
My question was not about this. Who wants to buy the grown-up dog, the I think $300, it's actually a lot for that time, for the dog.
Just to make things clear here, yeah, he sold the dog for $60 at that time. I just use inflation calculator to convert this money to nowadays, you know?
Okay, you're okay. but still, it's kind of strange. I think you can adopt a dog, or you can... It's really... I can't imagine this process. Why someone bought the grown-up big dog, not a movie star, not a...
Okay, so you're okay with the concept of selling
No, of course no. It's not normal, but for me, it's really strange that he really wants to sell it, not to, I don't know, just say bye, dog. Now you live on a street. of course, this decision is awful, and I'm not okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the process of selling, it's have a lot of questions. And then why this guy want? I don't know. I can imagine actually only one thing, but I think it's really bad. I don't know. Someone want to eat this dog or something like this.
Damn.
I can imagine only this.
That's dark. That's dark. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, I've made a research. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I found this story on different sites, sources. Different YouTube yeah. videos, and I looked through comments, and like I found only one comment from a guy who was asking why did he sell his dog? Yeah, like he was 26 years old and he's like grown up man, he wasn't yeah. sick or something like that, and he sells his dog. Moreover, I guess the dog was like 5 years old at that time,
mm-hmm.
and that means that he got this dog when he also was poor, yeah, when mm-hmm. he hadn't had money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So why like there is so many questions here, yeah. But and what's surprising for me, like many people just adore him and they say, wow, he's super great guy, he returned his dog, but come on, he sold it, yeah, in the first place.
Yeah. In the first place.
He sold it. And
it's crazy. Yeah.
He didn't have money to feed this dog, to feed his wife, pregnant wife, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't judge him, but I also can't adore him, yeah, and say that he is great and this story is magical and blah blah blah.
No, but you of course this decision are bad. Yes, yes, but this decision can become something really important. It's because of this decision, because of this selling, because of this sad situation, he finally started to think, and he understood how bad is his situation, and his brain, his mind start to work, and he's okay, let's start with the write a new film. And it becomes a motivation. The old situation wasn't before selling the dog was bad, but it not enough motivation for do something.
All right, so yeah, let's conclude this story. Yeah, I really like your idea. Mm-hmm. So dear listeners, if you want to succeed, you just buy a dog, you spend 4 years, 5 years with this dog, and then you sell it, and then this motivates you to create something, yeah, to create some idea or movie script. And then you sell it and you become super popular and amazing. Yeah, this is the moral of the story. And I think,
hate you, actually.
I think this is great. And that's it. And I think that right now we can go to takes.
Yeah.
So, Claudia, what's your take today?
Okay. My take is actually tomato juice is not a juice. It's a soup.
Damn. That's cool take.
Yeah, we should call a spade a spade. Yeah, we should. It's not normal that we thought that this strange, I don't know, salty, thick liquid, it's not a juice, it's a soup. Okay, maybe cold soup, but it's still soup. And I think when I want to drink a juice, I want something fresh and maybe sweet or sour, but not a salty. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and why people called it juice, I can't understand. I really can't. And one more thing which confused me so much. The mm-hmm. the cocktail, the Bloody Mary, you know?
Yes. Have you ever tried? I know, have never tried.
Okay, because it's not a cocktail. It's like a full meal. It's a dinner.
Just all in one?
It's like a soup, but alcoholic. And you have some greens on this cocktail. Like, not cucumber, I think some... I don't know. I do not know what they actually add to this,
vegetables.
But it's yeah, it's some vegetables. Yeah, it's but it's like yeah, it's like tom yum. It's not a just a drink. It's a soup. It's a full meal, and you're like end of this evening with just a cocktail. No, it's a food.
But it might be the most healthy way to drink. Yeah, because you kind of drink and eat at the same time, and all people say that you should eat and drink. Yeah, you shouldn't drink without eating.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm okay with this
mix.
I'm okay. I'm not against from Bloody Mary or we should cancel tomato juice. No, we just should call it like what is it. It's not a juice. It's not just a drink. It's a soup. Yeah. Yeah.
Can't agree more. My world will never be the same after your take.
Yeah, people so strange. Why we do this? Call it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what do you think? What's your take today?
My take. It's again connected with cinema theaters, yeah. My take is that food in cinema theaters shouldn't be allowed.
Mm, at all?
At all. Or I have a solution, yeah. Or there should be separate film screenings without food. Yeah, so there should be a way to choose that you want to eat in the cinema and be around people who also chew in and drink beer. Or you just want to go to the cinema theater and just uh-huh. sit there without food.
Uh-huh. It's like 10 years ago, yeah, the smoking areas and non-smoking yes. areas in the
yes.
common spaces.
I also thought about this example, yeah, when I came up with my take.
Yeah, interesting. You're really annoyed, yeah, by people who eat or drink something around you.
You know, it's okay when people is not the next seat, yeah, uh-huh. from me. When they somewhere around, it's okay. But when the hall is full, yeah,
mm-hmm.
And like when I watch Barbie, a woman like left to me and right to me, they were chewing popcorn, all the fall movie. And the one on the right also drank beer, mm-hmm. and the smell was horrible from the beer and popcorn, this combination, come on. Yeah, and I just hated that, and yeah, that's my take.
Yeah, but I think popcorn is not so bad. It's I think the chips is worse, even in this pocket, which make a lot of loud. Yeah, but yeah. And okay. In general, I think I'm agree. But one more question: which option should be more expensive, or it should be the same price, or how you imagine it? If I can That's... choose, I don't know, no food area or.
That's a good question, but I think they should be the same price.
Okay. And What do you think, which option will be popular?
I think the more popular would be with the food. I think that the most crowd, yeah, most people would prefer to eat in the cinema because mm-hmm. it's very rewarding, yeah, for our brain to watch some picture and to eat some sugary-based mm-hmm. popcorn, for example, yeah, mm-hmm. Sweet popcorn, and it just rewarding your brain.
Okay, yeah, and this the house without food, it was like art house cinema things where that only nerds who we just want to watch the film, nothing disturb us.
Yes, just like you.
Okay, but I'm okay with food. But yeah, your idea is good. I can live with this, but without, I'm actually can live too. Okay, great. And now let's go to the next part: giraffes or marshmallow.
Yep.
So, Pera, let's imagine, let's try, that all of your things, all of your stuff are black. Like clothes, I don't know, furniture, maybe, I don't know.
Blood.
All of your techniques, everything. And in all your application, it's always dark mode.
Of course. Yeah?
You can imagine.
Yes.
Right now it's
hard, but I can.
Yeah, but I really mean everything black, like plates on your kitchen, the mugs, the your toothbrush, like all things which you can choose a color, like not the food, like orange, still orange, but all things which you can choose a color are mm-hmm. black. Okay. Yeah. And my question, if you can choose just one thing which can be any color, like you can choose like one type of thing, but all other things are black, but you can choose only one, I don't know, type or something specific, what it can be, what do you want to?
Okay, that's a super interesting question, Claudia. Yeah, let me think about that. I think that I would be okay with my laptop, with all my devices being black.
Clothes,
yeah, also. I think if I prefer furniture, yeah, mm-hmm. like type, yeah. I would say furniture.
But something like, I don't know, the some soft furniture or like some wooden furniture, just not like all furniture.
Not all furniture, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Only chairs or...
I think that would be, allow me to choose my bed and uh-huh. a couch, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Not a couch, okay. but my couch.
Yeah.
And the reason for that would be if I, like, on my kitchen, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think that I'll be aware that I left some stuff there, yeah? Or when I, like, on my, like, table, yeah, office table at home, that would be also okay, yeah, because it's, like, here. But when you're on the couch or bed, I think I might lose my phone, for example, yeah, or laptop, because everything black.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm thinking that not furniture, but the thing that you put on your bed, like textile, yeah.
Yeah. It's my answer of like this that. Question. It's actually yeah. my answer of this question. I think about bed sheets. First of all, I think about bed sheets. And then the textile
yeah.
in general.
Yeah, blanket and so on. Yeah, that would be the easiest thing to put color in my life, yeah.
Or just took something white, your black and white board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool question. And Claudia, imagine you had a song that played every time you enter any room. What song could it be?
I should say our jingle.
Our jingle. That's a good one.
But I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but I think it's a good answer. Because any other songs, it's so hard to choose. It's really hard to choose. I don't know, maybe something by Kanye West. Maybe.
Kanye West, for real.
Because his music are really good. Some of them.
Not and some guy that a young one and he has two dots in the end. No?
No.
No. Not no. Fred. Not again.
No. Not again. Yeah, but I really like music and songs and yeah, but I think for this situation when it really starts to play when I enter any room, I think it should be something more like a jungle. Jingle. Jungle. Yeah, you know, something from jungle.
Jingle, you know, in the jungle.
Yeah, I think I'm in jungle. Jingle. I don't know, maybe I should live in the forest, in the wild. And yeah. It will be a jungle. Yeah, but yeah, I like our jingle, actually. I think I can live with this.
Awesome. It grew up on you, yeah?
Yeah. Cool. And you?
I also choose our jingle.
Okay, I think we can we can listen it one more time right now.
No? Yep. Let's wrap up our conversation. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, thanks everyone for listening and see you in the next one.
Yeah, and thank you.
And thank you.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. This podcast is produced by Claudio Go and Perio. Music by Mr. Smith.